after all the activity and excitement of yesterday. It's good to have some quiet time. We come to a secluded place like this to get away from people, so we can watch our mind on its own terms. The problem is when the mind comes, it comes with a lot of baggage. It doesn't come alone. It comes with its thoughts, its desires. All kinds of things are traveling around in there. But at the very least, you have a chance to get away from other people and just look at what you've got here. Because as the Buddha said, the mind precedes everything else. It really should be in charge of your life, and yet all too often we let our minds become servants to other things, so we don't get to know the mind's power. So here's your chance to get to know the mind. In the beginning, it may seem like a mess. All kinds of thoughts here, there, all over the place. You make up your mind to stay with the breath, and two or three breaths later, you're someplace else. But if you make the breath comfortable and a good place to stay, the mind gets more and more inclined to want to stay here. And then it can step back from its thoughts. And this is when it's in a position of power. What the Buddha calls becoming, that's when we get into a thought world and then travel wherever it goes. And our views of the world and everything are colored by that thought world. It's like being in a bubble of a certain color. Then the bubble bursts, and then you find another bubble, another one, another one. The mind keeps going like this. But when you can step back, you see a lot of these things, they're just bubbles. And yet when we're in them, we can suffer so much. When you get outside of them, you say, well, these are pretty ephemeral. They don't last. Why go inside? And the breath provides you with a place where you can't step outside of your thoughts. And the mind can become more and more in charge. So it takes some time to really get to know the mind inside and hold on to the good things you know that you've got here inside. This is one of the reasons why we practice generosity and virtue as a lead up to the meditation. So when you look at the thoughts that are going through the mind, they're thoughts that you're actually proud to be thinking. It's a lot easier to watch those kinds of thoughts than it is to watch your more unskillful ones. When you get used to watching the skillful ones, then you can look at the unskillful ones with a certain measure of detachment. And you can see more and more clearly where you don't want to go with them. And you see that you have the choice. That's primarily what meditation gives you. It gives you a range of choices that you don't have if you don't meditate. So try to get to know the breath really well so that it becomes your new home. And when then thought bubbles come past, you can just watch them go past, but you don't have to get inside. Because you've got a much better place to stay.